Unintentional falls killed more than 900 people in 2008. That's nearly twice the number of people who died from car accidents, according to a new report by Wisconsin's Health Department. Becky Turpin is the department's Injury and Violence Prevention Coordinator. She says a couple of factors account for the gap.
Our motor vehicle-related deaths are dropping. We've had a lot of continuous prevention efforts that have made those numbers come down. So we do have to remember that. And we also have an aging population that we have to take into consideration.
The report says the majority of fall-related deaths involve seniors, but there's a group which had just as many fatal spills, young males age 14 and younger. The health department says the injuries are costly, with 70% of fall-related hospitalizations and ER visits paid for by Medicare and Medicaid. And for those that involve seniors, it could result in lost independence. Turpin says 40% of seniors admitted to a nursing home had a fall 30 days prior.
Falls are not a normal part of aging. They can be prevented, and it's something that Wisconsin's working very hard at.
Turpin says a number of communities have fall prevention programs. She says it's important that seniors have vision checked, they exercise, and create a hazard-free home where there's less likelihood of tripping. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.